Magandang araw po and welcome to Crossworld Online Worship. Today is June 7, 2020. Ito po ang buwan ng ating kalayaan. Ito rin ang buwan kung paanong isinilang ang ating national hero Jose Rizal, June 19, 1861. At para sa Crossworld, this month is our Conquest Month. Ito po ang ating buwan ng paghayo. At nagpapasalamat tayo sa Panginoon sa maraming kaluluwa na atin pong nadala sa kanyang kaharian itong nakaraang pitong araw. We praise God for the success of our conquest. At tuloy-tuloy po yan hanggang bukas sa buong buwan ng Hunyo as we do our life groups, our conquest through life groups. No? So, meron po tayong bagong serye for June 2020. At ang serye po natin ay makikita po natin sa Acts chapter 28 verse 31, no? Ito po ang huling dalawang talata ng aklat ng mga gawa. Magtataka kayo siguro, no, bakit magsisimula pa lang tayo pero sa ending na tayo pupunta. Well, sabi nga ni Stephen Covey, we should begin with the end in mind. So let's take a look at the ending of Acts chapter 28. Verse 30 to 31. Ito po ang sabi from the New American Standard Bible. And he stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness, unhindered. Yan po ang ating tema for June 2020. Unhindered. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa araw pong ito kami nagpupuri at nagpapasalamat sa iyo. At dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na makita namin ang kabuuan ng iyong galaw nung unang natatag ang iyong iglesia. At magbigay ito sa amin ng inspirasyon at ng katapangan na mapuspos ng Banal na Espiritu upang magawa din namin, Panginoon, ang kanilang mga nagawa. So that at the end of the day, Lord, we will be unhindered in proclaiming your goodness, your person, and your redemptive work. Pagpalain mo kami ng banal mong espiritu at maluwalhati si Jesus sa aming kalagitnaan. Sa pangalan niya, kami po'y nananalangin. Amen and amen. So what a way to end the book. It was written by Apostle Luke. No? Siya po'y isang doktor. At isinulat niya po ang aklat ng mga gawa specifically for one person in mind. And that person is Theophilus. So maraming nagsasabi, sino ba si Theophilus? No? Tinatanong nila. Ang maganda po ang pangalang Theophilus. Ang pinagsama po itong Theo, meaning God, and Phileo or Phileos, meaning friend. Meaning Theophilus is a friend of God. Sabi po ng iba, si Theophilus daw ay parang generic name ng lahat ng mga Kristiyano all over the world. Pero meron din nagsasabi ng mga dalubhasa, mga Bible scholars, na si Theophilus ay siya po yung judge doon sa trial court kung saan doon nakahabla at dumidinig ng hearing si Apostle Paul. So, kung yun po ang katotohanan, makikita natin na si Luke ay nagsulat para maipaliwanag sa judge kung saan nagsimula ang Christianity at kung paanong ipinaglalaban ni Pablo ang Christianity at kung paanong dapat palayain si Pablo sapagkat wala naman itong tangka na sapawan ang Roman Empire at manapa, tumulong pa para maging maganda ang kalalagayan, ang kahinatnan ng buong imperyo. No? So, ang ganda po nung ending. Actually, the word used in Greek is akolutos. Akolutos. It's only a one-word ending for the book of Acts. Sa ibang translation po, ang sabi sa NIV, proclaiming boldly without hindrance. Sabi naman sa New Living Translation, no one tried to stop him. Sa New King James Version, no one forbidding him. Sa NET Bible, without restriction. Sa Douay Version, without prohibition. Pero pinakagusto ko pong version yung sa New American Standard Bible na sinabing unhindered. Unhindered. Hindi po mapigilan. Yan po ang galaw ng Diyos. At aking pong idinideklara na yan din ang magiging galaw ng Diyos sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin. Ang biyaya ng Diyos ay walang makapipigil. Ang kilos at galaw ng Diyos ay wala rin makapipigil. Ang gawain ng Diyos ay wala rin makakasawata sapagkat ito po ay gawa ng Diyos. Kapag ka po sinabi nating unhindered, there is an underlying assumption here. The underlying assumption is that there will be many hindrances. Totoo po yun. Na kapag tayo talagang sumunod sa Panginoon, marami po talagang balakid. Maraming obstruction, marami pong limitations, maraming mga pader tayong babanggain, maraming mga pag-uusig, persecution, marami pong magtatangka na talagang tayo pigilan. Number one na po ang ating kalaban na si Satanas at ang mga tao na talagang ayaw kumilala sa ating Panginoon. Okay. Pero sabi po dito, dahil ang mga lalaki at babae ng Diyos ay lubos ang nagpasakop sa Kanya, ang kanila pong mga buhay at ang paglilingkod sa Diyos ay wala pong nakapigil. Hindi dahil sa sila ay mga superheroes. No? Hindi sila mga Avengers or mga heroes na kagaya ni Superman, ni Batman. No? Hindi po ganun eh. Wala po sila mga superpowers. Wala po sila mga magical powers. In fact, they were only ordinary men. Sa panahon po natin ngayon ay lalo dahil sa kaguluhan, kalituhan, at parang alam mo yung frustration ng mga tao, naghahanap tayo ng magli-lead sa atin, na magiging bayani na pangungunahan tayo. Oh, how we wish merong isang Jose Rizal na tumindig at imulat muli ang mga mata ng ating taong bayan. Oh, how we wish merong isang Andres Bonifacio na sa kanyang kagitingan, no, ay pinangunahan niya ang katipunan at ang paghihimagsik. Oh, how we wish, no, merong mga bayani kagaya nito sa panahon natin ngayon. Kahit sa sports, no, parang people are asking, may papalit pa ba kay Kobe Bryant? May papalit ba kay Michael Jordan? Because all of us are looking up to a hero, no, wanting for someone to fight for us, to speak for us, to defend us. Kaya nga, nung namatay si Rabbi Zacharias, parang tinuturing natin siyang isang bayani. At ito ngayong si George Floyd, eh, parang nagiging bayani ng mga black community. No? Unfortunately, ay yun lang naman na nai-contribute niya. No? Para mamulat yung mga mata ng mga tao, yung kanyang kamatayan. Pero ang kanyang buhay, ay alam naman natin na hindi ganoon kagandang halimbawa. Pero unfortunately, it's leading America into chaos, with lots of riotings and lootings all around. Panalangin po natin ang Amerika. No, so we don't need heroes, brothers and sisters. We only need ordinary men and women who are totally dependent on the extraordinary God. Yan po ang aking pinaka-thesis ngayong araw na ito. We only need ordinary people who are truly surrendered to the extraordinary God. And as we take a look at this passage, no, ay makikita po natin ang ilang katotohanan dito. When we talk about the work of God and the people of God being unhindered, it's because number one, no, ito pong talatang ito speaks of a common worker. A common worker. Sabi po sa verse 30, he lived there, referring to Paul, 2 whole years at his own expense, and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. That's from the English Standard Version. So this is supposed to be the ending of the book of Acts. Kung i-assess natin, was Paul successful? Nung ibinigay niya ang kanyang buhay, nakilala niya ang Panginoon in Acts 9 and ilang chapter na yung lumipas, Can you consider the life of Paul successful? Well, he was in Rome, but he was in Rome under house arrest. Nakagapos po siya, nakaposas. At palit-palitan po mga nagbabantay sa kanya. Siya po ay may kasong hinarap sa kanya at gusto niya din namang dinggin ang kanyang kaso sa Roma. At nung nasa Roma po siya, hindi po siya nakatira sa isang 5-star hotel. Siya po ay under house arrest at yung mismong kanya pong tinitiran ay inuupahan niya, ibig sabihin at his own expense. Hindi po siya isang spiritual giant o isang super pastor na talagang flying on a jet plane. Popular and people are flocking to hear, can fill a stadium with 50,000 people. Hindi ho ganun si Paul eh. Hindi nga ho niya na-convince yung kanya mga kababayan sa Jerusalem. Hindi niya na-convert yung gobernador, yung hari doon sa Israel. Hindi po niya na-convince. Kahit po itong patungo siya dito sa Rome, ay pending pa rin ang kanyang case. Naghihirap si Paul. Kagaya ninyo at kagaya ko na nabubuhay sa isang pangkaraniwang lugar, sa isang pangkaraniwang sitwasyon. But this, despite the fact that he was locked down, he was still witnessing and doing the work of God. Nung sinimulan po ni Lucas yung aklat ng mga gawa, yung umpisang-umpisa pa lamang po, animoy failure din ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Sabi nga ni Phil Moore sa kanyang aklat na Straight to the Heart of Acts, sabi niya ganito, Jesus had failed to spread this message beyond the borders of Palestine. He had failed to convince the Jewish leaders that he was their long-awaited Messiah. He had even failed to keep the support of the rank and file of the people of Israel. He had been abandoned by the crowds, by his disciples, even by God himself, and had died a shameful criminal's death on a lonely hill outside Jerusalem. For all his earthly promise, May 30 AD, he had lost all but 120 of his followers. Would you say Jesus was successful? In the eyes of the world, he could not be a success. Isipin po ninyo kung gaano karaming mga tao yung sumunod sa kanya nung una. 5,000 pinakain niya, 5,000 men. Sabi mo, he can gather a crowd of 25,000 to 30,000 people. And then, bago siya umakit sa langit, ilan lang ang natira? 120. Actually, 500 nga yung pinagpakitaan niya. At sinabi niya na maghintay kayo dun sa upper room. 120 lang po yung umatin. So, kung susumahin po natin, talagang parang kahit si Jesus Christ was a failure, no? As far as, you know, worldly standards is concerned. At lalo pa kung iisipin natin kung kanino niya pinagkatiwala yung kanyang misyon. Pinagkatiwala niya sa mga pangkaraniwang tao. Sabi nga niya, men of Galilee, mga taga-promdi, mga taga-probinsya ang pinagkatiwalaan niya. Hindi naman mga matatalino. Eh, sabi nga doon sa Acts chapter 4:13, napansin ng mga religious leaders na si Peter at saka si John, bagamat full of confidence and boldness, but they were uneducated and ordinary men. Wala silang mga maipagmamalaki na mga credentials. At ito pong mga taong ito ay talagang hindi yung mga tinitingala ng mga tao. Well, siguro yun ang talagang intention ni Luke na ayaw niyang ipamalas, ipakita sa atin na itong mga ginamit ng Diyos sa buong Acts, chapter 1 hanggang chapter 28, ay mga pangkaraniwang tao lamang. Kasi po, ang mga Romano ay mahilig po sa fiction at mga Griego. Gustong gusto po nila yung mga storya tungkol sa mga heroes, tungkol sa mga bayani, no? Pero dito pinapakita ni Apostle, ni Dr. Luke na, hey, ang mga ginamit ng Diyos ay hindi mga heroes. Hindi sila mga super people with superhuman strength. Pangkaraniwang mga tao lang. At katunayan nga, hindi nga masyadong ibinida ni Pablo o ni Luke yung mga characters doon sa Book of Acts. In fact, doon sa unang mga bahagi po ng Acts, hindi niya masyadong minention yung siyam na disciples ni Jesus Christ. Ang prominent lang po doon si Peter, John, saka si James. Tapos later on, no, ay kahit yung tatlo na ito ay nakakalimutan na rin itong si Luke while he was writing. At na-focus na lang ang kanyang atensyon at pagsusulat kay Paul. No? But even when he focused his writing on the latecomer Paul, it was not a biography of Apostle Paul. In fact, hindi naman niya binanggit doon kung saan pinanganak si Paul at anong nangyari sa kaso ni Paul. Si Paul ba ay naabsuelto o hindi? Abrupt po yung ending . Parang nasa kalagitnaan ng storya, biglang natapos yung aklat ni Luke. Bakit ganun? Kasi nga po, hindi concerned ni Dr. Luke yung mga personalities, no? But because it's not about them. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's not about the men and the women of God. It's all about the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. Kaya maingat na maingat po si Dr. Luke kahit noong minention niya doon sa Acts chapter 10 nung nagkita si Peter saka si Cornelius. Sa sobrang na starstruck yata itong si Cornelius, nagpatira pa sa harapan ni Cornelius, ni Peter si Cornelius. At anong sabi ni Paul? Tumayo ka dyan, Cornelio, sapagkat ako'y tao din na kagaya mo. At doon sa Acts chapter 14, kung saan gumawa ng himala si Paul, at nagulat ang mga tao sa Lystra, at sa sobrang tuwa nila ay naghandog sila kay Paul ng mga burnt offerings, no? Kay Paul saka kay Silas, sa sobrang tuwa po nila. Talagang akala nila bumaba yung mga Diyos sa langit. Sabi niya, bumaba si Zeus, bumaba si Hermes, no? At kasama natin ang mga Diyos kasi nga gusto nila mga heroes . Pero sabi po ni Pablo, man, why are you doing this? Ba't niyo ginagawa ito? Huwag niyong gawin ito kasi mga tao din kami na kagaya ninyo. Well, that's the whole point of Dr. Luke. It's not about you, it's not about me, it's not about Paul, it's not about Peter, it's not about the 11 disciples or the 120 disciples. It's not about them, but it's all about the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, all of them were mentioned 250 times in the whole book of Acts. So it's a story of ordinary people with an extraordinary God. It's not about their biography. It's not about their story, but it's about the work and the story of the Holy Spirit. So, kita natin dito, it's a common worker, an ordinary worker. Pangalawa is a conquering wind. A conquering wind. Again, it's about the Holy Spirit. It's about the Holy Spirit. Sabi po dito, and while staying in verse 4, Acts chapter 1, no? And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. Alam niyo po, napakaraming promises sa Old Testament. Siguro kung susumahin po ninyo, there are about 8,000 promises in the Old Testament. But for Dr. Luke, at nung sinabi ni Jesus Christ, he was talking about one promise. In fact, it's the promise. It's the promise. Sabi niya, wait for the promise of the Father. And that promise is about the Holy Spirit. Wait so that you will be endowed or you will be clothed with power from on high. But don't go preaching the gospel without first being filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't do anything yet, no, without depending on the Holy Spirit. And in verse 8, itong sabi, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Alam po ninyo, alam nung 120, how it meant, no, what it meant to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Nai-imagine po nila nung si Samson, isang pangkaraniwang tao, kapag napuspos ang banal na Espiritu, kayang pumatay ng 1,000. Kaya pong bumali ng bakal, kaya pong bumunot ng poste, kaya pong pumatay ng leon when the Holy Spirit had come upon him. Si Elijah din, diba? Nung ang banal na Espiritu ay nasa kanya, he was able to defeat 450 false prophets. At kahit kay Isaiah, alam po nila, when you're endowed with the Holy Spirit, the smallest of you can be 1,000 and the weakest of you can be a mighty nation. And even in Ezekiel, kapag ka nandyan yung Holy Spirit like the wind, no? Even the dry bones will rattle and will reconnect with each other and will have flesh. And when the breath of God breathe on this flesh, they will come to life and will become a mighty army. That's what we are after, no? It's the consuming fire. It's you know, the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. It's the conquering wind, the conquering wave of the Holy Spirit. Kaya sinabi, kapag ka kayo napuspos ang banal na Espiritu, you will be my witnesses. When Jesus said you will be my witnesses, he is talking about you and me and our identity in Christ. We are witnesses. It's not just about the task of witnessing, no? Hindi yung meron tayong 1 week of conquest, you share the gospel, you win here and there. It's more than that. It's more than an activity. It's more than a program. It is a lifestyle of witnessing. It's a lifestyle of being a witness. Meaning, wherever you're at, whenever and however, you integrate the gospel in your life. Saan ka ba nandoon? Sino man ang kaharap mo? Hindi nagbabago ang iyong witness. Hindi yung, tapos na yung ating conquest, so pahinga na tayo itong mga susunod na mga araw. Hindi po ganun ang ibig sabihin nun. And as witnesses, we must be ready for hindrances. Kasi po, yung salitang witness sa Greek ay marturon ang binanggit. At doon ang galing yung salitang martyr. Ibig sabihin, as witness, we must be willing to even lay our lives down, no, for the veracity of the gospel, for the truthfulness of Jesus Christ and His saving grace. Yun po yun, mga kapatid. Kaya, kailangan natin ng extraordinary strength and extraordinary wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Other than that, we can do nothing. There will be hindrances. As mentioned in the book of Acts, ang dami pong imprisonment, ang daming pong palo sa kanila. There were beatings, there were famine, there were corruption in the church, there were deaths and martyrdoms, no? And there was even a shipwreck. So ang daming pumigil. Pero alam po ninyo, hindi po nag-fail ang Christianity. Hindi po nag-fail ang mga mananampalataya. In fact, the Christian faith grew massively. The gospel ran from house to house across Jerusalem. Alam niyo, paglago po ng iglesia noong unang panahon, bahay-bahay po, kagaya na nangyayari ngayon. It's house to house. Ano? And it exploded through the cities of Samaria, in Syria, in Asia Minor, now Turkey, in Greece, and in Italy. Lumagana po talaga ang mabuting balita sa buong mundo. It spread like wildfire across the Roman Empire until its enemies complained that it had shaken the whole earth. Incredibly and inexplicably, the Christian church refused to roll and die. Instead, it conquered the world. Again, that's according to Phil Moore. Kaya po, conquering talaga yung wind, no? We are more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Sabi niya, patuloy pa rin niya, oh, let the heathen rage. Let the Islamics boast that Allah will prevail. The cults, the liberals, no. Let the atheistic elitist establishment try to legislate God out of society. Let the Supreme Courts legalize gay marriage. Let Congress pass the anti-terror bill. Let persecutors threaten. Let principalities and powers mock and curse. I tell you, none can hinder the preaching of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gates of hell shall never prevail against the word or be able to stop the power and might of the gospel. God is always bigger than all our challenges. The gospel is even bigger than all our failures, brothers and sisters. We will overcome and we will prevail. Why? Because the kingdom is unstoppable. Oh, ang sabi po dun sa Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, of the increase of the government of Jesus Christ, there shall be no end. Nations will fail. No, kapag tinitingnan po natin ang Amerika, nalulungkot tayo, world power, now in confusion, now in chaos. Imagine po nyo, tinitingala at ginagalang nating bansa at hinahangaan nating bansa. Pero after nitong COVID-19 na ngayon, nananalasa sa buong Amerika, ngayon naman, unemployment. Alam po ninyo, 43 million Americans no, are unemployed. That's 27% of the total population of USA. At ngayon po, dahil sa pagkamatay ni George Floyd, maraming riots and lootings ang nangyayari sa Amerika. America needs our prayer and we should pray for them. So, nations will rise and fall, but the kingdom of God will never be stopped. Purihin ang Panginoon because we have the conquering wind. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. Pangatlo po, it's a continuing work. When you say it is unhindered, it is a continuing work. Bagamat abrupt po yung ending ni Dr. Luke, or sabihin natin no ending at all, but the work goes on. The mission continues. The expansion of the kingdom will never end. Si Theophilus po ay siguro hindi na natin ito nabasa kasi nga natapos na yung chapter 28. Nang nakahang o nakabitin. Pero according to history, si Theophilus, when he read the works of Dr. Luke, yung Gospel of Luke at saka yung Book of Acts, he ruled that Paul was innocent. Praise God. Paul was released and he was allowed to continue the work of church planting and doing missions. Kaya, purihin ng Panginoon, ano? Kasi po, walang nakapigil kay Pablo. Kahit po siya'y nakaposas, kahit po siya'y nakakulong, ang lahat po ng dumadalaw sa kanya ay, alam mo, dinudumog po si Pablo eh. Hindi naman dahil magaling siyang speaker, hindi naman dahil maganda po ang kanilang mga programa, ang kanilang praise team, dinudumog po siya ng tao, hindi dahil marami silang mga creative gimmicks or maganda ang kanilang worship center. Dinudubog po si Pablo. Why? Because they know that in the very room where Paul was, the Holy Spirit was there in his power and his strength. Kaya po dahil hindi nila makontain si Pablo, no, ay pinalaya na po nila at hinayaan na lang nila na magpatuloy sa kanyang gawain. No? Kaya po abrupt ang ending ng chapter 28. Siguro, kaya talaga, intention talaga ni Dr. Luke na ang ending niya, hindi amen eh. Kundi ang ending niya is acolutus, unhindered. Kasi the work must go on. And it will go on through you. In your life. It will go on through me. And through the disciples that God has given me. It will never be stopped. It can never be contained. It must go on. Kaya chapter 28 is the last chapter of Acts. But chapter 29 is your chapter. It's my chapter. It's the continuation of the majestic and marvelous work of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to His name. Kaya kita po natin kung paano nag-grow yung Christianity, ano? From Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth to whole Europe to Rome hanggang nakarating po ng Pilipinas, no? Talaga pong nagpapatuloy ang gawain ng Panginoon. At nagpapatuloy lang po ito, why? Because there God is raising up men and women who are accustomed to Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, ang sabi nga po dito, when they, referring to the religious leaders, saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that this man had been with Jesus. Kaya kahit po yung mga religious leaders couldn't stop Peter and John. Nobody, not even Satan, can stop the work of God. Palagay ko kung meron lang magpapahinto nito, eh baka tayo, pag tayo tumigil. At hindi tayo dapat tumigil, mga kapatid. Kung tatanungin ninyo ako, kailan ba tayo titigil, Pastor, sa paghahayag ng mabuting balita? Kailan ba tayo hihinto kapag ka ba, ano? Kasi sabi natin, oh, tapos na yung conquest week natin. Siguro tapos na yung conquest. Salamat, makakapahinga na kami. Hindi po, mga kapatid. Continuing po yung work na binigay ng Panginoon sa atin. So we will go on winning souls and making disciples. Kasi it's our lifestyle. Kailan tayo hihinto? Kapag ka ba puno na yung church building natin? Umaapaw na, hihinto na tayo? Well, sabihin natin mapuno yung ating worship center na kayang mag-accommodate ng 1,000 people. Magkaroon tayo ng multiple service, limang services siguro, so that's 5,000 people. Pero ang populasyon po ng May Kawayan, Bulacan ay nasa 200,000? 250,000? Ang populasyon po ng buong Bulacan ay nasa 2 million, 2.5 million, 3 million? Ano yung 5,000? Kahit sabihin natin, multiple service tayo, hindi pa rin po tayo titigil sa paghahayag ng mabuting balita. Sabihin natin, siguro kapag yung online worship natin ay siguro umabot ng 10,000 o 50,000 viewers, siguro titigil na tayo. Ay, mga kapatid, hindi po ganun. Kahit pa sabihin natin 50% ng mga Pilipino maging radical followers of Jesus Christ, we won't stop. We will only stop when the last non-believer becomes a follower of Jesus. Or we will only stop when the Lord calls us to heaven. Then we will stop. But unless, no, these two things happen, we won't stop. We will continue the work of the Lord. Amen po. Amen. At panghuli, no, ito pong last verse natin na unhindered, no, it's referring to a common worker, no, a conquering wind, no, a continuing work. At panghuli, it's a compelling word. It's a compelling word. It's a challenge to you and to me to proclaim the good news boldly and with confidence and without hindrance. The story of the book of Acts is the story of ordinary Christians in the past to encourage and to equip us, to inform us, to inspire us, to amaze us, to cause us to marvel, no? And to really excite us and to enthrall us, but most of all, to enlist us. It's one thing to be touched and to be inspired, and it's quite another to be moved. I pray that this message of God will move you, will move you. Because we don't wait for heroes, we don't wait for celebrities, we don't wait for superstar preachers with a best-selling book to lead us. We don't rely on celebrities. All we need is the power of the Holy Spirit. Hindi natin kinakailangan maghintay sa mga matatalino, magagaling, mahuhusay, ma-impluensya mga tao. It's you and my moment, your moment, my moment. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. Why? Because we have the support of the extraordinary God. Hindi po natin kailangan ng methods. Hindi natin kailangan masyado ng mga techniques. Eh. Kailangan natin conviction. Kailangan natin boldness, confidence, passion. No? Saan ka nakakita ng salesman na nagbebenta sa'yo at sasabihin sa'yo, umpisa pa lang, sabihin sa'yo na, may inaalok pala ako, kaya lang baka hindi mo naman kailangan. Kahit hindi mo bilhin, okay lang. Siguro kapag ka ganun, umpisa pa lang, talo ka na eh. Di ba? Umpisa pa lang. Umpisang-umpisa ka pa lang, alam mo na walang bibili. Kasi nga, umpisa pa lang, defeated na. Dapat may boldness at mayroong confidence. Sabi nga ni Michael Green, let me read his statement from his book, Evangelism in the Early Church. Neither the strategy nor the tactics of the first Christians were particularly remarkable. What was remarkable was their conviction, their passion, and their determination, no, to act as Christ's embassy to a rebel world, whatever the consequences. Wow, look at that. It's the zeal, the passion, the determination. Yung bang, alam mo, convinced ka that what you have is the best gift that anyone can ever receive. You are convinced that what you have will set people free. You are convinced that the God that you serve can help the people around you and can even save them and redeem them and change their lives. We have the solution, brothers and sisters. So let's be passionate about it. Alam po ninyo, there are 4,000 out of 10,000 major people groups. Walang church. 3 billion people. They have no hope-filled community in their midst to convince them that the gospel is true. Kaya ang passion po natin, mga kapatid, is to raise up not just members or believers, but disciples of the Lord. Radical followers of Jesus Christ. Talagang single-minded, focusing on Jesus, not turning back, no? Setting things aside and just zealously pursuing the work of God so that all people will come to know the Lord, so that none should perish. Yeah, join me in our dream, our vision of bringing the cross to the world. Pangarap ko po, sa susunod na 10 taon, makapag-raise up ng 100 mga pastors and missionaries so that we can send them to all the different parts of the world, in all the continents of the world. Panalangin po ninyo, mga kapatid, that ma-establish natin yung ating Bible school so that people will begin to move forward winning the lost for Jesus. So we don't stop. We don't stop. Let's be compelled by the love of Jesus. We're doing this not because it is a requirement, but because it is our joy and delight as a response to how Jesus loved us and saved us. Yun po yun, mga kapatid. Sana ito'y magpakilos po sa atin. Sabi nga po, mayroong isang quotation na sinabi, when Cicero spoke, people marveled. When Caesar spoke, people marched. When Cicero, one of the greatest orators, spoke, people marveled. Ang galing, inspired po sila. But when Caesar spoke, people marched. And I pray that when you hear the word of God, the very word of God, you will not just be touched. You will not just be inspired. You will not just be blessed. But when you hear this word, you will march. You will act and you will move forward, proclaiming the word of God wherever you are. Maaaring hindi ka naman tawagin ng Panginoon na pumunta ng Africa o ng Somalia o ng Afghanistan. Pero alam mo, may tawag ka eh. May mga tao sa paligid mo, katabi mo lang sa opisina, katabi ng table mo. Yun yung calling mo, kapatid. Si Pablo, nakaposa siya eh. At araw-araw, every 4 hours, pinapalitan yung kanyang bantay. Kasi pag tumatagal daw ang pagkakaposas kay Pablo nung sundalo, nako-convert, nagiging Christian. Kaya ginagawa po ng mga Roman authorities, eh sabi nila, every 4 hours, palitan natin para hindi nagiging Christian yung mga Roman soldiers. Pero sa totoo lang, mga kapatid, ang daming mga Roman soldiers na nakakilala sa Panginoon dahil na posas sila kay Pablo. Tanong ko sa iyo, sino bang nakaposa sa iyo ngayon? Asawa mo, mga anak mo, kamag-anak mo, mga mahal mo sa buhay, mga kaibigan mo. Yan ang calling mo, kapatid. Hindi naman hihingi ng Panginoon sa kamay mo na mawin mo yung mga Thai people or mga Vietnamese o mga Cambodian. Maaaring hindi ka tinawag doon, pero tinatawag ka ng Panginoon. Lahat tayo may tawag. Naabuti natin ang mga tao sa paligid lang natin. Pag namalengke kayong tindera, pag ikaw ay nagbayad ng bill, yung cashier, pwede mo lang abutan ng gift of card, explain mo sa gwardiya, sa hardinero, no? Kahit sino pong makasalumuhan natin, tayo'y may pagkakautang sa kanila at kailangan nilang marinig ang mabuting balita ng Panginoon. Kaya ngayon pong dumadaan tayo sa crisis na ito, huwag masyadong sa sarili ang ating tuon. Kasi marami talagang hindrances. Pero si Pablo, hindi niya hinayaan na ang mga hindrance na ito ay pumigil sa kanya. Hindi lang kay Pablo, kundi sa lahat ng mga lalaki at babae na pinili ng Diyos sa tinawag ng Diyos. Wala pong nakapigil sa kanila sa paghahayag ng mabuting balita. At malay mo, ito pala ang layunin ng iyong buhay na magbibigay ng pangalawang pagkakataon sa iyo. Malay mo, itong purpose na ito may even save your life. Naalala ko po yung kwento sa pagwawakas ng isang lalaki po na nasa isang tulay. Minamasdan niya yung isang babae na nahandun po sa gitna ng tulay. At minamasdan po niya sapagkat kanina po niya tinitingnan na may tangka itong babae na to na parang gusto magpakamatay. Malayo po ang tingin ng babae at siya po'y malungkot. No? At pero nakaabang lang po at nakatago itong lalaki na ito at inaabang ang bawat sandali at tutulungan niya talaga itong babae na ito. Eh, sa hindi po inaasahang pangyayari, tumalon po yung babae sa tulay para magpakamatay. Hindi po nagdalawang isip ang lalaki, agad tumalon ng tulay para iligtas ang babaeng magpapakamatay. Kaya lamang po, nung siya'y bumagsak na sa tubig, doon lang niya naalala na siya pala'y hindi marunong lumangoy. Kaya po, doon sa ibabaw ng tubig, siya po'y nagpipitiglas, no? Singhap ng singhap para po makakuha ng hangin para lang makasurvive. Yung babae naman po ay unti-unting lumulubog at handa ng mamatay. At sa kanya pong paglubog, siya po'y napatingala. At nakita niya po doon sa itaas ay merong isang lalaking lumalaban para sa kanyang buhay. At nakita po ng babae ito at ang ginawa po ng babae doon sa ilalim ng tubig, siya po'y lumangoy. At kanya pong inabot itong lalaking nalulunod. At kanya pong iniligtas, dinala po sa gilid, sa pangpang. May mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Sa madaling salita, ang lalaki pong ito'y nakasurvive at nabuhay. Ang tanong ko po sa inyo, ano pong nagligtas o sino pong nagligtas dun sa babae? Obviously, hindi po yung lalaki nagligtas dun sa babae. Pero anong nakapagligtas dun sa babae? Ang nakapagligtas po dun sa babae, yung purpose niya to save another human being. That saved her. During this crisis, marami sa atin ang affected, not just financially, not just economically, but some of us are affected emotionally, psychologically. Some of us are going through depression. Some of us are going through anxiety attacks and the panic disorders. It will help a lot when you see that you have a mission bigger than just survival. Look around and see, there are other people who needed to live. And you may be the only person that God can use to save them. Kaya sa araw na ito, mga kapatid, muli nating buksan ang ating puso. Huwag lang puro pang sarili. At atin pong lakihan at upang marami pang mga makapasok ng mga tao na matutulungan po natin. Ito nang panahon, hindi lang para ma-inspire. I'm not inspiring you. I'm not encouraging you. I'm not blessing you or trying to touch your heart. I'm calling you and challenging you to act now and to move now. It may be too late for others. Don't be silent. Speak and share the word of God. Amen. Amen. Tayo po'y manalangin, mga kapatid. Panginoon, sa araw po na ito, nakita namin kung ganong kapangyarihan ang bumabalot sa mga taong nagpapasakop sa iyo. At nakita namin, Panginoon, ang matitinding mga hamon na hinarap ng mga lalaki at babae sa aklat ng mga gawa. Pero lahat po sila'y nagtagumpay. Sila po ay nanaig laban sa mga hadlangat, laban sa mga sumasalungat sa iyong kalooban. At dalangin ko, Panginoon, sa oras na ito, na bigyan mo po at sangkapan din ang bawat isa sa amin ng ganito ding kapangyarihan. Upang magawa namin ang hindi kayang gawin ng pangkaraniwang tao. We need the Holy Spirit right now. We need the empowerment and the presence of the Holy Spirit so we can fulfill our purpose. We can do our calling. We can accomplish the task. Oh Lord, we're just ordinary people. We're no superheroes. But you are super and we need you so that we can do greater things for your glory. Kapatid, sa araw na ito, ano pa bang pumipigil sa iyo? Ano pa bang mga humahadlang? Yan ay ilagay mo sa palad ng Diyos. Huwag mong hayaan, yan ay maging sagabal. Yan ay huwag mong tisurin niya, ituntungan mo upang ikay makalapit sa Panginoon. At pag ikay nagpasakop sa Panginoon, hinayaan mo na ang buhay mo ay punuin ng Banal na Espiritu. Magagawa mo mga bagay na hindi kayang gawin ng pangkaraniwan. Kaya mo yan. At nagpapatuloy ng gawain ng Diyos sa iyo. Huwag kang maging tuldok ng gawain ng Panginoon. Ikaw sana maging pagpapatuloy ng gawain ng Diyos sa susunod na henerasyon. Praise God. Lord, aming isinusuko sa iyo ang mga hadlang na ito. At bigyan mo ng tapang, bigyan mo ng talino, bigyan mo ng lakas ang aking kapatid. Upang mangibabaw sa lahat po ng mga hadlang na ito. At anumang bagay na pumipigil, ito'y hawiin mo, Panginoon, upang kami magpatuloy sa takbuhing inilatag mo sa amin. Pagpalain mo po ang aking kapatid na ito. At kung hindi mo pa nakikilala si Jesus sa iyong puso bilang tagapagligtas, itong panahon para tanggapin mo siya sa iyong puso. Sumunod ka lamang sa panalangin na ito. Panginoong Jesus, salamat sa pag-ibig mo sa akin. Ako'y makasalanan. Patawarin mo po ako. At tinatanggap kita sa aking puso bilang aking tagapagligtas. Ikaw na maging Panginoon na aking susundin habang ako'y nabubuhay. At nais kong maging alagad mo, Panginoon, tagapaghayag ng iyong mabuting balita. Maraming maraming salamat. Sa iyo ang papuri at luwalhati, sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat at magpatuloy po tayo sa ating takbuhin. Wala pong makapipigil sa atin dahil ang Banal na Espiritu ay ating kapiling. Pagpalaing tayong lahat ng Panginoon.